This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. For many years, employers could sometimes get out of providing accommodations for pregnant employees. A 2022 law sought to change that, and now the specifics of how to apply that law have been worked out by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Most employees around the country are now entitled to unpaid time off and other accommodations for a range of pregnancy-related medical needs, from nausea to abortion care. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
A 1978 law prohibits discrimination against pregnant people in the workplace. But that didn't solve everything, says Elizabeth Gedmark with A Better Balance, which advocates for working parents.
There were gaps in the law that were causing pregnant workers to fall through the cracks.
Under the old legal landscape, she says if a pregnant worker needed an accommodation,
like a stool to sit on or a water bottle or light duty for their health,
they had to prove that their employer was providing that accommodation to non-pregnant workers. Under the EEOC's new rules, employers have to provide reasonable accommodations when workers ask. That includes at least unpaid time off for abortion care and recovery.
That part of the regulation is actually not very surprising.
Jennifer Chenal is a law professor at Vanderbilt. Under that 1978 anti-discrimination law, she says abortion was considered a protected pregnancy-related condition. And since then?
Abortion has generally been recognized by federal courts as within the purview of pregnancy.
So she doesn't expect legal challenges to the new regulations to get very far. But given the political climate, Chenal says workers seeking an abortion might feel it's too risky to ask for accommodations.
I would tell them just to tell their employer, I am pregnant. It's not going to be a successful pregnancy. I need time to recover from that.
That's it. Employers are not allowed to dig deeper.
Jillian Thomas with the ACLU's Women's Rights Project says it's gotten trickier for workers to maintain privacy when seeking an abortion since the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision.
Simply getting to and from, let alone the time that's necessary for the procedure and recovery from the procedure, it's just become exponentially longer.
She says these new regulations will help low-wage and hourly workers who may not have sick time. But the cost of that travel and the threat of lost wages could still prevent workers from getting care. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.